Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A bipartisan group of federal lawmakers making another push to lower fees that retailers are charged when you pay with plastic. It's not the first time that businesses have tried to expand competition for transactions from the two major players, Visa and MasterCard. Joining me now on the Quiver River Electric guest line is Dylan Gion, the Senior Director of Government Relations at the National Retail Federation. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Megan. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's do a little bit of background for our listeners. What is a swipe fee that retailers pay?
Yeah, so a swipe fee or interchange fee is basically the fee that when the retailer or consumer swipes their card at a retailer, there's a fee that is charged by the banks that issue the credit card that the consumer uses that the retailer or merchant pays to process that transaction.
How much are retailers typically charged to process cards?
Well, it can vary depending on the type of card, but for your typical Visa or MasterCard transaction, it's about 2.24%, and that can go up, you know, to as high as 4% for those premium rewards cards.
Now, Dylan, I know some lawmakers have called Visa and MasterCard a duopoly. How many of the transactions do they actually control?
Well, they control about 80% of the credit card market. And, you know, with that control, they're able to centrally set the interchange or swipe fees that the banks that issue their cards charge.
So the legislation that's been proposed again, it's been proposed in the past and not moved through, what exactly would it do?
So the Credit Card Competition Act, it would basically just inject competition into the payment space. What it does is that for banks or financial institutions that issue credit cards with over $100 billion in assets, they would be required to enable a second competing network to route those transactions. So think of any network other than Visa or MasterCard, you know, like a Shazam or Nice or Star, even Discover or American Express. Those networks would be enabled on these credit cards to route a transaction.
Now, critics of the legislation are saying that doing that is actually going to make the system less secure for consumers because it might increase the use of some networks that would have fewer safety protocols. What's your response to that?
I think those concerns aren't particularly valid. I mean, we've seen, well, first of all, you know, when you have greater competition in any market, naturally innovation comes with it. So we'd expect to see some benefits and security innovations, but we also have some real-life examples. Back over 10 years ago when the Durbin Amendment passed in debit reform, these networks that were allowed to start processing these debit transactions, we saw some innovations there. For example, end-to-end encryption was not a thing before the Durbin Amendment, and the Star Network actually, you know, came up with end-to-end encryption, and it didn't take long for the rest of the market to employ that in their processes. So, we feel that, security will improve. And again, these are networks that have been trusted to handle debit transactions and ATM transactions for over a decade.
Dylan, I've been in businesses, a lot of smaller businesses, where basically sometimes they'll have signs that say, you know, unless you are charging this much, you can't use your credit card, or that they will add a certain fee to it if you do use it. Is there anything in this legislation that would guarantee that it would lead to fewer costs being passed on to consumers?
Well, I wouldn't want to make any guarantees, but, you know, what I will say is that, you know, back when the Durbin Amendment passed with debit reform, what we saw in some reports from the Fed and some economic studies in the years after were that savings from debit reform were, you know, used to help keep prices down that, you know, otherwise would have experienced price increases. But, you know, for to your point about, you know, with the small businesses and, you know, having signs up and everything like that, these small businesses tend to pay a lot higher rates than maybe some of their larger competitors. And that's due in part to the fact that these fees are also based on transaction and sales volume. So, you know, they obviously don't have the same volume that some of their larger counterparts may have. So they end up paying higher swipe fees as a result of that.
So, Dylan, what's the status of this legislation right now and what are the next steps?
Well, the bill was just reintroduced yesterday. You know, in the Senate, we have Senators Durbin and Roger Marshall. And they also added Senators Welch and Senator Vance on as original co-sponsors. In the House, Representatives Lance Gooden and Zoe Lofgren have introduced the bill along with Tom Tiffany, and some others. So, you know, it's hot off the presses. You know, we're looking to hit the ground running, build as much bipartisan support for this bill that we can, and, you know, hope to deliver this much needed and long overdue relief for both businesses and consumers.
Well, Dylan, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time today.
Great. Thank you for having me.
That's Dylan Gian, the Senior Director of Government Relations for the National Retail Federation, joining us on KMOX.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.